Military ruler Captain Musa Dadis Kamara says the investigation will shed light on what he called these tragic events which threaten social peace. Speaking on state television, Captain Kamara warned that opposition leaders found responsible for the violence would be punished. He says some of his political opponents are paying young people to incite violence. Captain Kamara announced a ban on what he calls any mass gatherings which are of a subversive nature. Guinea's Interior Ministry says 57 people were killed in Monday's violence, only 4 of them from gunshots. It says the rest were trampled or died of asphyxiation. Human rights groups in Guinea say at least 157 people were killed when members of the Presidential Guard shot into crowds of demonstrators at Conakry's main sports stadium. The final death toll may never be known, as soldiers have already collected bodies themselves rather than allow them to be counted at public morgues. Captain Kamara is trying to shift responsibility for the violence onto his political opponents, saying some of the crowds at Monday's unauthorized protest looted weapons from a police station. But he's also trying to distance himself from his own presidential guard, saying he cannot control elements of Guinea's military responsible for what he's calling those atrocities. He says he did not know what was happening at the stadium and wanted to go himself to see, but it was not safe. He says he's very sorry about the killing. He says he did not take power 9 months ago to have a confrontation with the Guinean people. Captain Kamara has visited some of the wounded in hospital and declared 2 days of national mourning. It's the most violent repression of political dissent since last December's coup and comes just months before a presidential election in which Captain Kamara is expected to be a candidate. He's not yet formally launched his campaign, but has told supporters that he'll not insult them by ignoring their demands that he run. It's this expected candidacy that a coalition of political parties, civil society groups, and trade unions were protesting Monday. The African Union says it will sanction Captain Kamara if he decides to run for president. France has suspended military assistance to Guinea and says it's reviewing its entire bilateral aid package. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner says the European Union is meeting Wednesday to consider additional measures that could be taken swiftly, particularly against individual members of Guinea's ruling military council. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.